as much as they can possibly. Then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we have before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Life's on diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king. With lots of money and
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stattmiller, and on the left coast...
Hey, it's James Martinez. Good afternoon, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hey, are your fires out there yet?
You know, I don't know yet. I haven't looked at the news. I've been doing kind of a little bit of a media fast myself, to be honest with you. I'm presuming that they've got them far more under control than what they did like 3 or 4 days ago.
Good. Well, things are burning down on Wall Street.
Yeah, that's a given.
Yeah,
exactly.
263.78 on the Dow. NASDAQ off 44. It ain't looking real good. The New York Stock Exchange, they actually put the curbs in earlier today on that one. That one is down 214. Now, isn't this amazing? Uncle Ben, Helicopter Ben, comes out yesterday and cuts the Fed rate quarter of a point. Mm-hmm. And today we have market meltdown. And what they've been ignoring for the last couple of weeks is the subprime mortgage mess out there, all the different ways that they repackage debt and try to sell it off, all the derivatives and... Well, all these little bubbles are just out there popping away, but for 2 weeks,
right.
They just ignored them. They just flat out ignored them, and then today, market goes down, now they're talking about it again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one of these things, you know, I watch this, and it's almost as if the people on Wall Street, they're the breakfast...
Just telling stories now, damage control, telling stories, disinformation.
Well, most people, you know, would equate, you know, the sports world. You remember Wheaties, they come out with the ad campaign, they put the athletes on the front of the box, and everything was hunky-dory.
Right.
I even remember Mary Lou Retton.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and it seems like the boys on Wall Street, they have their breakfast of bull. and I'm not talking about bear or bullish markets. It's we got to keep smiling. We got to keep doing our job. Oh, my God, what bad news is going to hit next.
I know. But the good news is coming up today.
Yes. Yes. Very, very. You caught me off guard. Very good news. We're going to have here with us in a couple of minutes Brad Daly. Bradford Daly, he's the... owner and the founder of Court Mediation Services.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, I just heard an ad for Out in 90. They run national ads.
Right.
And they'll instruct you, they'll send you a book and tell you, have at it, kid. And, well, take all the lawsuits that are going to come your way or any inquiries from attorneys posing as debt collectors and using their own headers on their paper to try to scare the snot out of you. One little mistake in filing forms or answering, doing anything, can get you in a world of jam, in a world of hurt. I've seen a lot of people walk into courts. They know their constitution and they know law and they know all that, but they don't know
the procedure.
There
right,
you go.
Exactly.
And that's how
it.
Everybody gets tripped up. So
in
just a couple of minutes here, we've got Bradford Daly coming up, and we have a few people as well online with us, and we'll bring them up. They'll be in queue when we get ready to bring them up. And folks, from people that actually use the services, here to tell you how well they work. We'll take the break. John Stattmiller, James Martinez, Cash Flow. We'll be right back.
Uh-huh. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Just a couple of little economic blurbs here. I feel you in Michigan. Chrysler is going to cut 10,000 hourly jobs in North America. They just signed a contract with UAW last Saturday. And on the front page, this is not funny, but folks, we've been telling you, you know, they're still tossing the coin whether in a recession or not. We've been in that recession since February 2006. And on the front page of the Detroit Free Press, or I'm sorry, the Detroit News, Michigan fourth in foreclosure filings. Well, just wait till all those other
jobs. They're fourth now?
Oh, yes. And just wait till all the other job losses. The auto companies are in a meltdown. Toyota, all these guys are doing rather well with their car sales here in America. You know, they used to import them here. Now they just build them here using American labor, but all that capital goes right back to guess where? In Japan. Mm-hmm. At any rate, I've got Bradford Daly online. Good afternoon, Bradford.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Hey, Brad. Thanks for coming on.
No, fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we've got a lot of credit card company people out there claiming that they can reduce your debt, or some people are bold enough to even say they can eliminate credit card debt. And well, a lot of people just hand you a manual and say, here you go, kid, have at it. We know you're in the right, and do your homework well and represent and cross all the T's and dot the I's, and you're not going to have any problems.
That's correct. That's exactly what I've seen over the years. I will tell you this, and I don't ever talk bad about any other company out there because I believe their intentions are good, and I believe we're all headed for the same goal. But at one point, at that point, and you know what I'm talking about, when there's a lawsuit involved and there's a court issue, that's when you're on your own. Good luck. Yeah. Everybody jumps ship. They hands off. It's up to you from that point on.
Well, and what, now you've been doing this for quite some time. If you would, Brad, tell people a little bit about your background and how you got into this.
Sure. I'm a medically discharged veteran from the first Gulf War. And to make ends meet, when I first left the military way back, I became a debt collector. Mm-hmm. And I did that for 10 years, and I was very good at it. I knew really how to convince people how to pay money. Really, that's the whole key to it. Mm-hmm. And everything in the legal process, I supported. I went out, did all the dirty work for attorneys. I did all those things, and in fact, I contributed, I feel, to the divorce rate in my area and certainly added to the misery. You know, I was never a guy that's going to show up with a publisher's clearinghouse check if
right.
I showed up. I was a in-your-face kind of guy, and it was fun, I would say, looking back on it, because it was, I looked at it as a game, and it was something that I was real good at. I became very dependent on those bonuses from all the people that I was able to convince they had to send money. And, you know, one day it was just too much, and I started relying on those extra payments and all those things. It took me to just support my credit card debt and my new wife's debt, and it just came to a point where, my gosh, what am I doing? I'm making things worse. I've contributed to this industry. I've helped create it. I gave instructions and wrote manuals for debt collection organizations. And I just woke up one day and said, you know, I'm really doing the wrong thing. And if I ever want to get into heaven, I better change what I'm doing. and that's really
thank God for that.
That's yep. really what I did. You know, I tell everybody I got up, did a 180. Bought a Harley, got a tattoo, and I've been railing against the system ever since.
Wow, what a story this is. So you went from the dark side and then woke up one morning and switched.
I did.
Love that.
I did.
Yeah,
good
for you.
I'm with you on the Harley deal, but I don't have a two, so.
Understand.
Yeah. Well, look, a lot of people are in trouble here, Brad. A lot of people are in trouble, and they don't yet know it. And we've talked about this extensively, James and I, on this program, that mm-hmm. as long as everything is going along smoothly, or at least we don't have these gigantic bumps in the road, actually brick walls for many of them out there, but as long as things are rolling along and the credit's still flowing and the mortgages are still being backed and, well, just everything was hunky-dory. Everybody just continued in the same matrix doing the same thing. Day in and day out, reaching for that MasterCard, or reaching for that Visa, or the American Express, or whatever. And to a lot of people in this country, using credit cards, if you had money, that was a matter of convenience, because you didn't have to carry around the cash. Hey, you just whipped out the MasterCard. If you had Diners Club, you knew you were going to get the statement in 30 days. No big deal. A lot of people use that as convenience, the people that had money. Well, a lot mm-hmm. of people are using those credit cards because they can't refi anymore. They can't pull equity out of their homes. The markets are absolutely flat on its keister. The homes are losing value. Real estate can't be sold. Banks aren't loaning any money. But the clock is still ticking on this credit card debt. Mm-hmm. And just as I said here, you know, they keep telling us the economy is great. Well, Brad, I'm here to tell you that inflation is running between 11 and 12%. We're going to see inflation at least minimally next year at 15%. Helicopter Ben, for the benefit of the banks, because they're so scared, they don't even know how badly the other banks' books are cooked. And everything is in stasis. But the one thing that is not stopping, and that's that clock on credit card holders and that payment that they've got to make every single month.
And continuous spending out of control.
That's true.
Well,
that 2% minimum payment has already been approved to go to 4% for a lot of these credit card issuers, and some of them are already implementing that.
Well, and not only that, I mean, we've had horror stories from individuals that have been on this program and people that James have been in contact with. You know, one guy was out of country. The guy lived in L.A. He was out of country. He was on vacation, of all things, for 30 days. He comes back. He missed a credit card payment. The guy had a good credit rating. His credit score was up. He was a good guy. But he missed one payment. The other two issuing banks on separate credit cards, the one bank that he was late on, they jacked his rate up to 27, 28%. The other two banks followed suit. He didn't miss a payment with those people.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes when that happens once, that's it. For some people, that is the beginning of the end because they just can't afford it anymore. And then it triggers over onto all their other credit cards. And then they got a real problem, even bigger problem.
You said it right. It's always a trigger, and it's usually some calamity in somebody's life that leads to it. But
that's
at some
correct,
point,
right?
Yeah, it's a late, something went in late, or maybe, you know, they needed to have groceries instead of spending in that credit card payment because they couldn't afford it. Something gets them started down the road. The banks certainly are at fault. But, you know, 80% of their profits come from the 20% of people who are late on their credit cards.
Mm-hmm. And count on it.
Yeah, and that, and I'm looking, the way I'm looking at this right now, Brad, and correct me if I'm wrong, what this is a cash grab by the credit card companies. And when they tell you that you're, well, okay, here's your balance, but, you know, you've been a bad person, so we're upping your rates. You know, you can beg and plead with them, but they'll say, no, things are tight, and it appears now in this shoddy market we're dealing with here that you might be a credit risk. Forget that you were 1 minute or 1 day late on your payment. We don't care what the excuse is. Yeah, we don't care, period. But, you know, we're going to have to do this. And what I see this as, and say that you had three credit cards and your interest rates went from, say, 6.5%, 7%, 7.5%, 8%, whatever, and they skyrocket to 27%, 28%. What they're looking for, in my estimation, is for you to pay that credit card debt and do it now,
mm-hmm.
to get rid of it. Because, you know, 29%, depending on what balance you're carrying and depending on what cash flow you have coming into your world, that is devastating to a lot of people. It throws them into a panic. Now, they're trying to do one of two things, Brad. They're either trying to force you into credit card mediation or they just want you to panic and pay them off right now.
That's true. I've certainly participated in a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. So you know the other side, which is very interesting to me, because this is a distinct advantage for most people, because my studying of the other side and what's happened to consumers by phone calls and letters, because I've got a collection of almost every single letter that the bank sends out from all the banks over the last 2 years, and most of it is the same duplicated process stuff that gets spat out by computers. So from you coming on the other side to switching over, I'm really glad about that, but you must know everything that they do pretty much, correct?
I'm pretty familiar with it, yes. And that really mm-hmm. comes from not only just my experience as a debt collector, but certainly my experience as being the only mediator in the Russell County, Alabama District and small claims courts. I mm-hmm. see it all because that's where most of these things end up, is in a court, mostly at the smaller small claims level or district court level in most states.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I'll use this as a segue into telling people kind of what I do. You know, I guess I recognized, you know, all the fraud and corruption on just an incredible scale and the need for legal and judicial reform, you know, and obviously the education of the public that you've already talked about. And a lot of companies are out there and they give you a lot of education. But in the meantime, I wanted to do something that I could do was to become more a part of whatever an individual is going through. Specifically, you know, I've seen so many times they argued in court that there was a contract between the individual. And then when they started getting beat up with contracts, they started using this theory of an account stated, which basically means I'm going to send you a statement, and if you don't dispute it in 30 days, it becomes an account stated. Essentially, that was their argument, and there was very little defense for it. I saw attorneys who were really unprepared as far as presenting a case like this before a court, and even more so a defense attorney who I can guarantee you, with the exception of maybe a handful in this country, if you come to one with a situation like this, their first response is, well, you're going to have to settle or declare bankruptcy. There was no defense whatsoever.
Now you can't mm-hmm. even claim the mm-hmm. bankruptcy anymore.
Yeah, it's even right. harder now.
That's right. Okay, we'll take the break. I've got Maya online. She's a customer. And she's going to tell us her story and what she did to remedy her problems. And I'm
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
ORG and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
We are back, and I've got Maya on the line. She's a customer.
Hey, Maya.
How you doing, Maya?
Hey, Brad. Hi, gentlemen.
Hello.
So I take it you two know each other, Brad and Maya, that is.
Yes.
A little bit.
And how did you come across Brad and Court Mediation Services?
Well, before I met Brad, I was involved in another debt relief program. And just like you mentioned, John, unfortunately, all they offer is education. And then after that, you're on your own. And with that other debt relief program, I got sued, and I was panicking. And then the debt relief agent that was involved with the other debt relief program, he changed his job, and he found out about Brad. And he told me about Brad, so I had the deep privilege of having to join two debt relief programs to take care of my problem. And I had to pay for, you know, two debt relief programs. And then, thankfully, Brad, he is my hero. He told me how to combat the creditors. He told me what to do. And if it had not been for his expertise, I would have been paying, you know, like crazy right now. And they would have had me.
Yeah. So what was
great.
What was your credit card debt going into this thing?
I had about $130,000.
Whoa, that's not a small balance.
No.
And what happened along the way where you just finally said that, wait a minute, I don't know what you were paying per month. Can you give a ballpark of what you were paying out in credit card fees and
just payments? Minimum payments a month?
I'd have to add it all up, and I had several cards. I can't even tell you.
So it was a lot.
Yes, it was a lot.
Okay.
Yes.
And what set you on the course here to look at this credit card debt and make a decision that you've got to do something about it?
I was depressed, John. You know, I was depressed. I'm thinking there's more to life than paying off credit cards. I can't continue being in debt. This is wrong. And I was tired of working for the credit card companies, basically. And I said, something's got to give. So I started looking for debt relief programs. And that's where I found out. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention the other programs. Am I allowed to mention what the other program names are?
It's all business and it's all fair competition, please.
Okay. The other company was NAES.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically just, they had advertising, and I answered it. And that's how I found out about them. And then, of course, they were not, unfortunately, they are excellent in terms of education,
mm-hmm.
but they're not hands-on. You're on your own.
And Brad, yeah. I want to spell out the difference here between just helping a client, because Maya, I'll be honest with you, and I told this story to James and everybody out there listening before.
Mm-hmm.
We entered in with a credit card company, a reduction company, and we kept having problems with them. And at one point, they told us, well, Citigroup's not dealing with us anymore, so there's nothing we can do about that account. They said, well, wait a minute. We contracted with you people, and now you're telling us 3 months after the fact, we'd already signed up with them, and they had already known that they couldn't help us with Citigroup, but that was put on the sheet. And then they told us, well, we can't do anything about it. I had to actually go into Citigroup myself and negotiate the balance on the card myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I got somewhere around 50%.
Okay.
And now, I didn't have $100,000 plus on the cards. We're only talking about maybe $25,000, $30,000. But even still, when you're dealing with credit card reduction companies, they're promising you the moon. But it doesn't matter what they promise. It's what they deliver.
Right.
And I made the mistake, and I made the admission right on this program that I would have been better off by going with a reputable company. NAES has been doing this for 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and it's no
mm-hmm.
secret now they have been targeted.
Now,
yes. mm-hmm.
they've been targeted, but if you notice something, they're going after them civilly, not criminally.
Right.
You know, there's no United States Attorney General with his name on this lawsuit. There's no SEC people or any financial people. Only the bank in question, and that's I believe that was Citigroup, right?
No, Chase. Chase is
okay.
Assuming that, yeah.
It was Chase, but they approached it civilly,
mm-hmm.
and they locked this guy up. But after talking with James, and as you have found out, Maya,
mm-hmm.
that there are people out there that have been successful, but then there are people that have taken this to a fine art.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that Brad told me yesterday, along with a conference call here with James, is, Brad, what did you tell me, that you'd hired an attorney for an entire year to research this stuff out?
Yeah, what I did is I basically put down all my ideas on the things that I had done, and I wanted to do a 180 and use those same things against the industry. And one of the guys that I came to find out, and I got to tell you, it's hard to find an attorney who is knowledgeable in this area and at least willing to, or at least is willing to understand your ideas. And in other words, he's not closed-minded. He's very open-minded. And I found David Grosick in Massachusetts, a fine constitutional attorney, probably.
I did.
Great guy.
I did speak with him, too. I did speak with him. He's a great guy.
He is super fantastic. I retained him for almost a year and paid him to not only talk with, go back and forth, but he did a lot of legal research for me and helped me format and formulate some of the things that I do now. It all started with that relationship, and I just take it to a new level from then on, and we still maintain contact. He's a fantastic guy.
Maya, do me a favor. Hang on the line
sure.
here for a minute. We got to take the bottom of the hour break. John Stattmiller, James Martinez. We've got Bradford Daly from the Court Mediation Services. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this, folks. You never have to go to court.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371. Today!
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Back. Maya, your situation has drastically improved. I don't want to get too personal with you on the air, but has this given you an opportunity to restructure any other debts that you have out there? And can you now see the light at the end of the tunnel and that not being the oncoming rushing train right at you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great relief. And I'll tell you something else, John. Brad is the only person I know that does this. He's unique in the debt relief program industry, and I'm just worried about him too, because I always tell him you have to be careful. He can be targeted by people. He can make a lot of enemies who are not happy with what he's doing, helping people. Imagine that. And go figure. And so I'm always worried for his safety, and I don't know anybody else that does this.
I'm not, because he's a Gulf War vet and the guy rides a horse.
Exactly.
he's my kind of guy. Well, Maya, hey, look, I appreciate you coming up here. I'm glad to hear that you've got the weight of the world lifted off your shoulders.
Thanks, Maya.
You took that stand.
Thank you.
You took that stand to straighten around your finances and get yourself back on track, and you can start to enjoy life again.
Well, John, I just wanted to commend you, gentlemen. I was looking through your program, the radio program. It is incredible. I didn't even know about this until Brad told me about it. I think the Internet is the last gateway to the truth until it starts getting regulated, because we all know all the other media is censored. So I wanted to commend you what you're doing and bringing out the truth out there, and thank you so much.
Well, and the one thing you made mention of it a little bit, that you fear for Brad. I don't fear for Brad any more than Brad fears for me, because what we're doing is we're waking up a lot of people.
Exactly.
And when you have those kind of numbers, those educated people out there, there's nothing they can do about it. There's no more fear. There's no more intimidation.
Right.
There's no more with the deer scenario, with the deer caught in the headlights.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, we just press on and roll right over them like they've been rolling over us.
Exactly. People have to come together. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention this, but Brad had a situation with an assistant general counsel, and he was being targeted for practicing debt relief in his state. And we all came together. He reached out to all his clients. And we all came together in a campaign, and we wrote letters with his leadership. We wrote letters to the United States Attorney, and we came together so that we can help Brad get over this hurdle, because he's going to be targeted.
Well,
and I don't know how it came out. I'm sure it was favorable, but I just wanted to tell Brad we're all behind him, and people get together, we can do everything we can accomplish.
You're certainly right. There's an old saying, we can all hang together or we can all hang separately. But I'll tell you what, enough people out there that are educated, they don't have enough rope to get it around all of our necks. That's when we start to win. Maya, thank you so
much. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Maya, for your kind words.
All righty.
Bye.
What was the thing about the Attorney General? They targeted you at one point?
Well, I got to tell you, it's a little long story, but I'll keep it brief. One of the debt collection attorney firms in my state I've been railing against for years, and I brought them into state court about a year and a half ago. And because of the state bar's involvement, in my opinion, I maintain that they were complicit in what they were allowing this debt collection attorney firm to do.
Mm-hmm.
I also sued the state bar. As a retaliatory strike after that case, the bar basically filed a complaint against me, quo warranto, in a county I've never been in Alabama, for the unauthorized practice of law.
But you're not practicing law.
No, not at all. And, of course, They have cooled their heels dramatically. I think it has something to do with my federal lawsuit I filed against that individual.
They don't like people fighting back.
No, they really don't like the feds to get involved in their business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a concern.
All right. And I want you to explain to folks here, Brad, give them a thumbnail sketch. What happens when somebody calls and does business with Court Mediation Services? What is it that actually happens, and what do you take on rather than that client seeking relief?
Right. The first thing I'm going to do is, and by the way, I do not have an Internet presence. I'm not like all these other companies. I'm just a guy wanting to get in the fight, to be honest with you. So when somebody calls me, there's a reason. They're not calling me because they're curious. They're calling me because something's going on and they need some immediate help. So I'm going to assess what they've got. A lot of people are like Maya. They have some sort of debt collector, and there are 4,000 collection agencies in this country and about 350 to 400 debt collection law firms in the country, all competing for cash flow. So they're going to use whatever means necessary to try to convince you that, you know, from everything to accusing you of a crime or just being a deadbeat or doing whatever it takes in order for them to get money from you. So what I do is try to educate them immediately on what's going on, what the real deal is. And if they are still current, still receiving statements from their bank, then I give them some options. And one of them is where they can just assign that debt to me, and then I'm going to make an offer to the bank to change the terms. Now, I've got a lot of case law behind this. Like I said, a whole year's worth of research in every state. But basically, that's what I'm doing. I'm joining the fight. That's a thumbnail thing. See, that's what people need. They don't need a lot of education. And that's good. They do need that, but that's not practical a lot of times. That's why they're reaching out for somebody to come help them. And that's what I do. If it's available and it's a fairly current situation, I can get in the middle of that and become stand right beside them and in most cases take over that entire debt and the administrative servicing and everything around that debt, to include the debt collection that's probably going to ensue to fruition.
So, and just so the listeners understand this, that if you go into credit card consolidation or debt elimination with any other company out there, what's going to happen is you will receive some inquiries. You're probably going to get sued. You're going to get a lot of heat, and that is not a good situation. That is not a good situation for the individual out there, because they're already stressed out to begin with. They already have all this debt they've got to contend with. And James, do you have any other thing on this before we go on to Chris here?
No, I just want to make sure that all the people that have inquired with me, that I want to make sure that they understand NAS did a great, great job for a lot of people. They're around the longest. It is true what Maya said. It is educational primarily. The reason it existed that way is because they couldn't act as a law firm, so they had to be teachers. When I was there, everything changes and evolves, and in some cases gets better. This is better. It's way better. And I want to let everybody know that if you were an NAS client and you're with them now, they're not running away from you. They're not running away from you. They will still see it through with you till the very end, because I know somebody emailed about that, because I want to make sure everybody knows. But for all those that have spoken before, I would highly suggest I will put you in touch with Brad, and we can get you started.
Sorry about this, gentlemen. I have a little technical problem on this end. If you would, continue for a second.
Okay, so I know there's another gentleman that's going to be coming on the line. His name is Chris. I know he's a client of yours, Brad, and he spoke very highly of you and a very smart guy. Can we get him on now, or is he there? Yeah, I think he's coming on now. So, Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Great. How you all doing?
Good, good. Brad, tell us what happened with each other, how it worked out, where you are now, and everything.
Yeah, tell you. Chris, do you want me to start, or did you want Chris to jump in here?
Chris, go ahead. Chris, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I had actually met Brad probably, I'd say, 9 years ago at a kid's baseball game. And in 2003, I had gone through a really nasty divorce, and I had run into Brad out around town somewhere, and I kind of explained what was going on, and, you know, I had to rely on credit cards, you know, for legal fees, living expenses, all those good things that come along with a situation like that.
Right.
And I had gotten in way over my head. And
How much, by the way, over your head?
I would say between $50,000 and $60,000.
Go on.
And so actually we intervened on my situation before it ever went to debt collection or I got sued or anything. But we basically were able to tell the credit card companies that I wanted them to validate my debt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we found out was they couldn't actually prove that they had a contract with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they weren't able to provide any paperwork like that. So basically I just said, well, since you can't prove that I owe you anything, I'm not going to pay you.
Mm-hmm.
And two of the companies just charged off the debt. A third one did file a lawsuit against me in county court, but mm-hmm. I was able to submit the information under Brad's leadership. And the law firm representing them actually came back and dismissed the case, asked the court to dismiss the case.
Great. Brad, great job.
Thank you.
And then there's a nice twist to this, is about a year and a half after that happened, I received a letter from a third-party debt collection law firm stating that since they had a judgment against me, that I needed to pay them this amount of money and they would remove any liens on my property.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I tried to inquire with them about it, they stated, well, we simply made a mistake sending that letter, you know, too bad, basically.
They made a mistake. Oh, just a little mistake, just a letter about a judgment, only
Chris,
nothing major.
Chris, let me interject something here. They were hoping that you were scared, that you weren't prepared, and that you're going to enter into dialogue and hopefully some sort of agreement.
Well, exactly, and that's what I started thinking, is what if I was an 85-year-old woman living on Social Security and I received that letter in the mail? What would it do?
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. That's exactly right.
So what I did
in response... She'd probably have a heart attack if she saw that.
Exactly. So what I did in response to their letter was I filed a federal lawsuit against them for violating the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. Their law firm that they retained made two attempts to have the case dismissed, but with my answers I filed, the judge denied both of their motions, so it was going to go to court.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a settlement offer.
Interesting.
To me.
Great.
You know,
way to go.
This is fascinating because I hear these stories all the time. And Brad, you know the tactics. You know what these guys do. And what really surprised me about this is, you know, in this country, we're a litigious group of people. We have lawyers for lawyers out there now.
Mm-hmm.
But we have the practicing attorneys. We have more in this country per capita than any place on this planet. There are more students in law school right now getting ready to graduate and hit the bricks, and that's going to exceed the numbers of practicing attorneys we have in this country right now. And I hate to say this because there are good lawyers out there, but we've got a bunch of sharks out there that are very hungry. And if there's a drop of blood in the water, meaning your blood out there, and they can latch onto something, and what they're doing, folks, it's the deal with the banks and the credit card companies. They're buying this stuff, and they're going out as third party, even though you did not contract with them. You have no idea who these people are. They are there to collect the debt, which chances are has already been written off by the credit card companies to begin with. They buy up this debt, pennies on the dollar, and then they do the Guido hard press on you and to try to extort this money out of you and trying to ruin you. Brad, some of the tactics that they use, your credit score is going to go down. This is going to be publicly embarrassing because you know you're going to have to go to court. Your employer might find out. My gosh, your neighbors and your family is going to find out. And you're going to be in financial ruin. Is this worth it? Why don't you just pay the bill? Pay what you owe.
That's exactly it. And the lawyers are given that kind of advice if you go to them and ask them, what should I do?
Well, and a lot of these, and this is what really shocked me, because we have so many sharks out there that are really hungry. A lot of these attorneys are buying that debt, and they're servicing their obligations to fulfill for their clients what they're asking them to do. And you get letters that have the official lawyer letterhead on it. So you think, when you're reading this thing, that the bank or the credit card company has actually gone out and hired this attorney, and, I'm going to go to court. But actually what he's doing, he's just a debt collector.
That's exactly it. The fraud that is going on and the corruption and the protection afforded these lawyers that are doing this is on an enormous scale. I can tell you specifically about that. By the way, that settlement Mr. Ryan reached was coincidentally having to do with the same law firm that I had sued in the past. So that kind of worked his benefit a little bit there.
Did you get an opportunity to kind of rub it in their face a little bit, or did you let that one go?
Oh, no. I never miss an opportunity. I'm very thorough. It may take me a while to get to some things.
I understand.
Hey, Brad, I wanted to ask you, Brad, because people will want to know which type of credit cards do you deal with it? Do you deal with student loans? Do you deal with gas cards? Do you deal with all that? Which ones do you deal with, and which ones do you not deal with?
I pretty much take anything that anybody's got. I don't mess with, mortgages, cars, those kind of things.
Right. Gotcha.
Basically,
understood.
Any kind of debt that's generally unsecured, that's my forte right there.
And we're talking about the collateralized debt. This is the stuff, folks, when you put your John Henry on that bottom line with the credit card companies, they're not loaning you anything, folks. They're just giving you credit. What you've done is just created a money machine for them. They put nothing on the table. They have nothing to risk, nothing to lose. And when you sign that contract, what you're actually doing is, you're creating the debt, but you're creating the opportunity for these credit card companies to further... how should we say this, Brad? Enrich themselves?
Unjustly.
Unjustly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, I appreciate you coming on, my friend. And I just need to ask you this one simple question. It's kind of rhetorical because I already know the answer to it. I've not spoken to you prior to this program. I don't think that James had. You only had.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I did.
how is life treating you now? How do you feel about
how
this?
How great is it now?
Yeah. That's what I'm
Yeah. Well, everything is great, and ironically, you know, you brought up the whole credit report issue. It works the same way with that. Is you challenge the debt on your credit card, on your credit report, mm-hmm. and since the credit card company can't prove that you owe them the money, they have to remove it. And I mentioned to James yesterday, let's see, I got a car loan last year, which I've already paid off, and I get credit card offers in the mail every day, but I'm really not interested in them. I don't need them.
They want you back on board, Chris?
Yeah. What happened? Where did our slave go? What's he done?
we need to wrangle him back into camp here so we can abuse him a little bit more. Hey, well, Chris, hey, thanks very much. That's a good story. And, folks, this isn't just not – we're not cherry-picking individuals. We're talking – about a lot of people that Brad has helped. Brad, if I can be so bold, I never ask you this question, but I'm a gutsy kind of guy.
Me too.
For the clients that you have, what's your percentage of doing for them what you say that you can do?
If I say I'm going to do it, you can bet I'm going to do exactly what I'm going to say.
All right.
So, I mean, I have never wavered on any of that. I want in. See, that's the big difference. I love going to court. Why not allow me to basically become take over your credit card issue? Let me deal with the court issues down here in Alabama and even assert some things in federal court if I want for your benefit.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
here's the way it works, folks. And correct me if I'm wrong, Brad. We're going to ask the bank or the credit card company to ask for validation of the debt, the actual accounting. We're going to ask for the verification of their claim and a sworn affidavit or even just a signed invoice and a copy of the contract binding both parties. Well, here it is. The banks can't validate the debt because they never sustained a loss. They can't verify any claim because I'm not the person that they're really billing, and I'll get into more of that in a subsequent show. But what exists is an unenforceable unilateral contract. What the banks refer to your contract with us is not valid agreement since the four requirements of lawful binding contract were not met on the credit card application, namely full disclosure. In other words, we're not told that we're creating the credit with our own signature or monetizing debt. Mm-hmm. Equal consideration, they bring nothing to the table, then that naturally follows. They've got nothing to lose since they didn't put anything on the table to begin with. Lawful terms and condition, they're based on fraud, and signatures of the parties. Now, corporations can't sign because they got no right whatsoever, and they're creating a legal fiction here. Corporations can only do business with corporations. And what this turns out to be, it's a win-win situation for the banks and the credit card companies, and it's a lose-lose situation for everybody else. Is there anything that I just said was in error?
No, you're exactly right. You could sum up in saying the bank is nothing more than a servicer of an account. That's it.
And any good CPA, if I want to hire somebody to track my debt or my assets, I can go hire somebody to do that for me.
That's right. I bet he's very aware of the Graham-Beally-Leach Act, which requires all those accounting things you just mentioned.
Well, hey, gentlemen, this has been a very fast hour, and I want to make sure that people have the opportunity to contact James Martinez and to talk to him about this. And you can call him at 877-331-0626, or you can email James at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. We will get the ball rolling.
Brad, I'm looking forward to working with you. I'm very excited about it. I know you're going to be able to help a lot of people, so I very much thank you for your time coming on because I know you're a busy guy.
Thank you both for having me on. I look forward to maybe speaking with you again.
Oh, you can bet on that. I was going to say, you can bank on that.
Yeah, exactly. That's one thing you can bank on, actually.
That's right.
For sure.
That's right. Hey, Brad, thanks a lot.
Yes, thank you guys both. Take care. Good luck.
Okay,
love
sir.
Love your show.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, James, this is perfect. The guy not only knows his stuff, he's the intercessor. The person doesn't get harassed. No phone calls, no threatening court actions, no court dates. He assumes the responsibility. He not only stands beside you, he's a shield. He's actually in front of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think what we're saying here is all of those that you have inquired or I've spoken to or I've emailed because I've notified you of this particular broadcast today specifically, now is your chance. There's no more excuses with, well, I'm afraid to go to court now. You are incredibly lucky to have this opportunity, and you should take it.
And Brad turns out to be your knight in shining armor on the white steed, or wait a minute, the Harley. And
yeah, exactly.
as I stated, he's not standing behind you. A lot of people say, oh, we'll stand behind you. Yeah, well, how many miles behind me? No, he just doesn't stand beside you. He stands in front of you. And folks, I like this guy. He is a fighter and he loves what he does. And again, that's getdebtrelief@gmail.com or just simply call James up. Discuss your problem. It's all confidential and quiet on the QT. 877-331-0626. James, I will see you tomorrow.